Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, The Cunning Buffoons. My name is Dylan.
I'm Andrew. And I'm John Bovey.
And today we're going to say slur. No, I'm joking.
You're going to say slut?
What? Slurs.
Slurs? Racial slurs are like...
All no, we're going to discuss what is the best flavor of gum.
I would like to discuss what you do when your knee tries to run away from its home position.
No, we don't care about that.
That was close.
Dude, I done all that work cleaning the shop for the party tonight.
Well, me personally, bro, what?
Oh, yeah. This episode's coming out after Halloween, but happy Halloween, everybody.
Yes.
Happy Halloween. We'll do a Halloween's episode next week.
Y'all should do some Instagrams from the party tonight.
Absolutely not.
I was thinking like a picture of my knee.
Yeah, same.
Do
and
it.
And then I was going to dislocate the other one. And
yeah, little bro. You got a stripe?
Dude.
Do you?
Yeah.
You
back up.
He called me over there, and I looked at him, and he looked at me in the eyes, and he goes, "My knee. Something's wrong with it." So I was like, huh, okay. So I went in there, and I went to feel, and like I felt the top, and I was like, oh, snap, something's missing. So like I went around, like I've put a bunch of knees back
it's
in
like
place.
It's like here.
And if it would have been barely out of place, like I would have just snatched it back in place for him. But like I just kept going.
It was not that.
And kept going. It was 90 degrees out. It was on the side when I first felt it. Well, you moved around and it shifted back up. But when you first called me over there, it was like kneecap. Because like I felt this side. I was like, okay, it's not over there. So I went this way. And I'm like, I shouldn't have to go this dadgum far. Oh, there it is.
That's what he was like. You were so calm. You just like called your dad over here. You just like, you didn't even like making noise.
It's like, fool, you realize how much I've been hurt?
This is like the most severe injury I've had. Mom thinks this one's probably worse because it still tingles. She thinks I probably cut some kind of nerve or something, or a tendon.
But having a tingly nerve in your finger is nothing like
something that gets you around every day. Freaking sucks.
Like, there's injuries. Like, I've had my hands injured where I couldn't use a hand. Like, when I broke off, like, I shattered all this. Like, the whole, every growth plate, the whole wrist, and both these. That was 6 weeks of freaking coolness, because, like, I didn't have to. It's the only 6 weeks of school I passed in between fourth and eighth grade. Because I got to take all my tests. Like, they just asked me the questions and I answer them. My teachers were mad. They were like, you know all the answers. Why won't you take the test and do the homework? I'm like, if I know it, why do I need to do it? I was a terrible kid. I got beat a lot, but I should have been beat some more.
I think I was beat too much.
I don't know. You're all right, Dylan. You're a good young man. There's a lot of guys out there your age that are trash. You're all right.
Appreciate it.
So when's your schedule flip where you can get back into rolling with us? You need to go up against Hollywood, you get 3 months off.
I'm calling him the dislocator. I'm giving him crap for that until he becomes a non-spaz.
There's some people that are just so athletic and strong that they can't. What makes me feel the worst for you is you were like, I'm going to not rely on my strength. I'm going to do technique.
Yeah, like that night, like I literally technique only that entire class. Like teens class. And then I get overpowered by a spazzy white belt. My knee's in the wrong spot.
he sent me a picture, and I was like, he's like, does this look good? I was like, yeah, it looks fine.
The bad part about it was...
I didn't send that, Mom did.
Oh.
I was...
It was
they
worse.
Put this stupid thing on my finger, and I couldn't...
Well, then your mom texted me then. She said, F you then. And I was
I
like,
told
what
her
the
to
hell?
Say that. They put this thing on my finger that's like this, and it's really hard to keep my phone.
Yeah,
that
the heart
monitor
thing.
Crap.
Yeah.
Freaking hard to hold my phone.
Yeah. And so everybody listening is going, so what the heck was injured?
Yeah, and like the first time I've ever had an IV.
I hate IVs.
Yeah.
It depends on what they put in the IV.
Nah, I don't like needles.
Dude,
all the doctors,
yeah, but anesthesia,
find my vein right here.
That is the best sleep you will ever get in your life.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you were
I
only
woke up feeling good.
You were out for 45 seconds at most.
But like morphine, crap don't work.
It pisses him off. It's hilarious. He gets hungry as hell.
I was so mad. I was still in pain. I sat there for an hour and a half. They're like, this is going to work. Grinning at me. Nothing.
What? Did the fentanyl do anything for you?
I don't remember.
Like, as much pain as you were still in, it probably doesn't affect you the way it's supposed to, like me.
Well, I remember her, maybe it did pain-wise, but she told me it was supposed to make me forget.
Yeah, fentanyl's supposed to be like this stupid stuff, and it is for a lot of people. But, like, she was talking about it gives you amnesia because it's like a twilight drug.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude has four kids. Other dude has four kids. He's telling me all about the ride. It's like, yeah, it didn't give him amnesia.
Yeah, I was, like, figuring out their life stories. One of them was, like, in their 60s.
The doctors?
No, the ambulance guys.
Oh.
No.
And I think they took so long to figure out what to give you because Mama told them, she's like, hey, most anesthesia does not work on my husband. Morphine, pain medication, narcotics.
I sat there for like an hour and a half with my knee dislocated.
Yeah.
I was about to straighten my leg and push it back in myself. I had to x-ray it. Like, x-ray it after. Put it back. I don't care.
The reason they x-rayed it first is to make sure where it's at, to know where it needs to go, and if there's, like, ligaments and junk torn, like, they'd probably just went ahead and took you into surgery. Does that make sense?
So how was it driving in an ambulance?
It wasn't really that bad. I mean, the EKG was the worst part.
And we got, that sticky stuff. Because
they
all
put these,
you,
like, really sticky crap.
Oh, no, I can't have that stuff on me.
Why?
I'm allergic to it.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Peeling that crap off is so annoying. It's like you got, like, 15 extra nipples for, like, a day and a half.
And your hair comes with it.
No, I just slowly, like, Mom took, like, 400 hours in Lowe's the other day for no apparent reason. So I just sat there and just held pressure.
No, I always just Band-Aid mine.
I did that with this one, but that's because there's no hair.
The worst is when they stick the big pad on you, like a bigger one, because they're super sticky. And they're like, well, crap, that's the wrong spot. And then they just yank it off right after putting it on. And you're like,
Yeah, he had to do that one. He messed up one of the ones here, and he just ripped it off and put it back on.
There's a lot of...
Then they couldn't get it to print, and they were having a bunch of trouble. One of the guys, it was his first day at Bedford. He'd been doing it for 13 years, but it was first day at Bedford. They had like 8 calls today.
Oh, good Lord. And so we didn't even have to call the ambulance because several cops rolled with us.
It was Tim. You know Tim.
Yeah. So he just stepped out and got on the horn and was like, hey, I need a buggy over here at the jiu-jitsu place.
Heck yeah.
He told him I was 19.
Yeah. He come back in. He come up next to me and he goes, your son is 19, right? I was like, no, he's 16. He goes, he's 16? I was like, yeah, he's 16. He's like, well, damn, I told him he was 19. He's like, it'll be good. They're still coming. You can tell them when they get there.
Even the, like, guy who did it, we were talking to his wife, and she was like, he told me you're, like, you got to be 18 or 20 or somewhere in there. And Mom was like, no, he's 16. She goes, so he's pretty much just a bully?
Yeah, she yells at her husband. She's like, he's 16. You child abuse. Like, they were roasting him. I'm like, damn, he feels bad enough as is.
Dang.
There's a lot of people like that, though. They're just more strength than...
I think Coach needs to be more like, hey, this is a gentle art and the technique base. Like, a lot of us are not here to get hurt. We got to go to work tomorrow. Like, you know, let's roll peacefully. Like, and there's time for, like, if you want to aggressively roll, you can look at your partner and agree, like, we're going to just full out roll right here. But 90% of the time, like, you're not going to see two black belts struggling.
No.
They go move for move. They just flow roll. No.
And because of the nature of the art, and you have so many different ages in there, right? So you got like young 16-year-olds that haven't been hurt, or you got 20-something-year-olds that are ungodly athletic and stuff like that. But then you've also got, you know, the people like me who, yeah, I can do a lot of these moves, but they hurt so bad I don't. So I have to figure out other ways to do it. Like, I can't be spazzy because I'll spaz out, flop once, and you guys will hear, and I'll be on the ground. Is he sending you messages?
He said, where are you at? I said, right here.
I was wondering where he was earlier.
I just shaved.
So, like, and it's hard for people to grasp the concept of, because, like, you've been in a fight before, Dylan? Okay. When it's a fight and you're not trained, you're just trying to do whatever you can to win, right? So it's hard for people to grasp the concept of only move for a purpose. Like, if it's not going to benefit you, there's no sense in wasting your energy. So if you're not calm and thinking about what you're doing, you're just doing crap for no reason.
I don't know. Mine was trying to get away. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, but
how? He was coming here with me with a shoe. I was like, I don't want to get hit by that. Some guy back in when I was, went to school.
When you went to school, some guy.
Some kid. He just put his shoes like on his hands. Just came at me.
Put his shoes on his hands? Yeah. What the?
And I was like, I don't want to mess with you.
What nationality would that be? Because, I mean, if he had sandals, he'd be Mexican.
He was white.
He was white. That's a white trash boxing gloves.
He was like
boxing
a big, right, burly white guy. But like,
a big, burly white guy in like grade school?
This was like, I forgot.
So he was a little chomp.
Yeah.
He had sideburns in fourth grade. Yeah, I've known some of those.
My only answer was to, I don't want to get hit by this.
I mean, a lot of my buddies I met in fist fights from my younger years, like, you'd hate each other and you just beat the crap out of each other and you're like, what's up? Yeah. Doesn't mean that's the way it should be.
I like that guy to start off with, so it's
all
right.
So Polar Ice is the best flavor of gum, is what we're all agreeing.
I don't much like gum. Why would I want to sit here and do this?
You used to.
Polar Ice, I'm probably...
Yeah, but it's better to sit here and go.
You want me to start smoking like that?
That's how you smoke. That's how everyone with a cigarette looks in my head. Unless you're in an anime.
I'm going to start smoking like this.
Unless you're in an anime.
Unless you're in an anime. That's how you look when you smoke.
Okay, have you guys seen the reels where the people are like, guess who's the dancer? And it shows like the woman in the dress and the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I know.
And it shows her in the, or him in the, her in the wheelchair and him in the floor. Because he can't walk.
I mean, makes sense. But I feel like he should be able to dance, at least do the worm or a robot or something.
I don't know. It depends on how paralyzed you are.
Fair enough.
I was just hoping they'd chop Malachi's leg off so he could finally be, you know, an amputee like he's wanted to be most of his life.
I was about to chop it off. I'd be better already.
No, you wouldn't.
Throw a piece of wood on there. I'm good. We balling.
He said, my name is Peggy.
You know, one thing, like, I roll with everybody. What's the guy, Thunder Thighs? Is that the nickname y'all give him? Thick Thighs or something like that?
I think Coach Killer is his actual nickname.
He is the hardest person for me to read while rolling. Because when he walks up, he does this. And his hands never stop moving. He's always, like, doing this. And he's always, like, he's a blue belt, but he's always, like, twitching towards you. And it's, like, so hard to read where his hands are going because they're constantly doing this. And I think that's why he's so good.
That and, like, he can be in the middle of rolling and coach yell something at him, and, like, he just immediately does it. Like, he doesn't – like, some people, you're like, take your right foot and do this. And, you know, I mean, even when people yell at me like that, I'm like, what? Right foot? Which foot?
Yeah,
I have
I'll
feet?
Stop mid-fight and be like, look at him, huh?
Yeah. But, like, I've watched him sparring and stuff when coach is coaching him, and, like, he'll keep his eyes locked on coach and do everything coach tells him to do, but, like, never take his eyes off of coach. And it's like, how in the heck is your body just immediately reacting? Like, I'm a mimic. A lot of times if I see something or have it done to me, I can usually pick it up pretty fast and do it again, but not to the level of just when someone tells me to do it. Like, it's insane. Mm-mm. You going to compete?
Yeah. This month.
This month. Right.
Saturday, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Saturday it is.
I'll be there. Don't worry. I'll definitely watch that.
It was such an amazing class because Kiri pulled off a cartwheel pass. Like, perfection cartwheel pass. Who? On a little Trav, or medium Trav.
She rolled with him?
Yeah, during King of the Hill.
Oh.
She run up and she shouldered him and just feet straight over. And all the guys in line were like, yes. And then my son got his knee blown out. He got his first white belt injury. It's like, yeah, it's a good class.
Great class.
So, tonight, you got any scary mask? Other than your face right now? Okay.
No, I know.
All right. Because I'm thinking about starting a fire in the back fire pit. And then having the s'more stuff back there. And then telling the kids, hey, the entrance is over here. The s'mores are back there. Find your way to them.
You know what I do have, though? A ghillie suit.
That would be fun.
I've done it.
Come sneaking out of the woods?
I'm not even sneaking out. I'll just hide behind a tree, snap a twig here and there.
How's your Sasquatch yell?
Terrible.
Too bad I can't move.
You could drive the lawnmower down there. Dude, that'd scare the crap out of some kids. Fire that sucker up right as they walk by. And then
I'm just
chase
them. We could clean the snow real quick, and I could just yank the chain off, or we can pull the chain real quick.
And you can just start it?
I can just start it, like, in the woods.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
We can take the blade off the chainsaw, and we're chasing around with the chainsaw.
Which I figured, I also honestly thought about having the back fire pit going and just telling all the teenagers and stuff, like, hey, I got an area for y'all to go hang out and chill if you want. Go back here. Mm-hmm.
The teenagers and the pedophile.
Not going back there.
Hang on. You were in your priest outfit tonight, right? Come here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we ain't got no producer. Can't be doing no swappity swap.
He's going to miss all of them.
Kobe. Good Lord. Talking about spazzy white belt. 15 foot past the trash can. That's why he don't play basketball. He kept hitting the ceiling.
Please. Terrible.
That's why I do jiu-jitsu.
That's because I can hold on to it. Oh, goodness gracious. So are you going Saturday? You going there? Okay, cool.
Can I take your car? Think about it. What do you do every time after the night of a party? You always just sleep in, right? And you just, like, chill the next day. So you're not going to want to go anywhere anyway.
Here recently, your mama's been like, I've been like, let's have a chill day. And she's like, cool, let's do it. And then she acts like me. 30 seconds into the chill day, we got like 400 million things to do. And I fall right in with her a lot of times because I'm like, yeah, work, yay. And then at the end of the day, we're like, we did not chill.
Not me. I can chill.
I am starting to learn how, but it's very hard for me.
I'm learning that you lied to me. Tokyo Ghoul is horrible.
I liked it.
Season 3, you liked that bullcrap?
No, I didn't mind it.
I'm like 2 episodes in, and I'm like, what in the world? This is trash, and I turned it off.
I didn't
mind it. They just randomly end season 2 with nothing, and it comes back, and it's just random people, and they're the main character now.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to watch that? You've already invested me in characters, and you're like, oh, new plot.
AOT was good.
Now, did you finish it finally?
Yeah. Now I'm on One Piece.
I'm not doing One Piece.
I'm on Sky Island. I know that.
That's one of my favorite horror movie openings. It follows some kids around in a car as they talk and talk about their trip and all this stuff for like 15 minutes. And then they get in a wreck.
You're still on Sky Island?
Just now got to
catch up.
And then it cuts to another car that's at a stop sign by the wreck. Mm-hmm. And then it just changes to them.
Hey, I'm on Egghead.
I know.
So, besides One Piece, Is there any worth watching?
One Piece.
For me to watch next?
One Piece.
I'm going to go with Dylan.
No, you don't listen to him. His wrecks are horrible.
Hang on. Wait. Let me set it up. I need a Frieren meets Vinland Saga with Castlevania level of violence.
Dylan's never seen Frieren.
I've never seen Frieren.
Dude, you haven't watched Frieren?
No. I'm trying to catch up on One Piece.
Dylan can't. Look. I started Demon. One Piece really.
We've been trying to watch Inglourious Basterds for a week.
There's so much subtitles, and he keeps catching me when I'm really tired, and it just cooks my brain.
Like
I'm
you just got pumped full of drugs and had your knee pop back in place or something. Come on.
I'm like trying to keep up, and my eyes are just trying to close, and I'm like, it's not working. But no. Dylan has no excuse because I watched One Piece, My Hero Academia, Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer, Vinland Saga. All the animes I watched while watching One Piece.
Which is crazy, in my opinion.
So your excuses.
You did that when you did you didn't do anything.
No, I did do stuff. I just stayed up till
exactly. I can't
1 a.m. every day.
Yeah, but see, he can't do that because at 1 a.m. he's at work.
Yeah, 1 a.m. I'm at work. No. Yeah. I was thinking about 1 p.m. 1 p.m. I'm in bed.
1 p.m. So when does your schedule switch?
As far as I know, never.
What?
Yeah, I'll be on third shift indefinitely.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently they want to start a third shift, but...
They want to start third shift, but you're on third shift, my brother.
That's why we need Zach back. That's why we need Zach back. But anyways, so
I think you like Chainsaw Man.
See, but that's not
Yeah, but no,
you're not getting. There's not the story of Frieren there.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to High School. What is it?
High School of the Dead?
Yeah, I've listened to most of it.
Gooner Mentality.
I listened to it.
We've
and then
talked
I went
about this.
Then I went
times.
To watch it. And then there's another one though that I enjoyed a lot that I listened to. And then when I went to watch it, I was like, Elfin Lied.
He liked ReZero. That's the only isekai I've watched.
ReZero was good.
That's the only isekai I've ever watched. Sword Art Online is so boring. I don't know how anyone could get into it.
It's supposed to be phenomenal. But I watched three episodes and was like.
You're trying to stay awake.
I think he liked Hell's Paradise. I liked Hell's. That was pretty good.
That's the one where the dude can't die.
No. Hell's Paradise is good.
Which one's the one where the dude can't die?
The one I'm watching? Am I watching it?
Parasite?
He's a swordsman. He has to go get this thing off an island. They try to kill him a bunch, but he can't die or something like that.
Thing off an island, he's talking about Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, I think he's talking about Hell's
Paradise.
But
he can die. He's just built it. He just knows how to fight.
He can die, but he can't die, you know?
I guess that makes sense. I watched the first, I guess I didn't watch them. I listened to them in the shop and was like, hey, look, you know, watching off and on. And
me
it was
personally, I liked Hell's Paradise. So good that I'm reading the books right now so I can catch up because I don't want to wait for season two.
What about it? Welcome to Deary.
Haven't watched it yet.
I'm going to warn you. The first episode was good.
I heard it was good.
But there's a scene in the beginning that's like, and I've watched five babies be born. I delivered one of my babies. You know what I mean? That doesn't bother me. But a demon mutant baby. I'm just telling you. You'll know when it's coming, and you'll know. Turn your head, Dylan. Turn your head.
I think cyberpunk. You can't even
Which one's cyber?
That deserved anime of the year. Or, but it won what did it win?
I think the game won the game of the year.
No, but I know the TV show won something. I know it was nominated in one. It's 10 episodes.
I'm there, right? I thought it was 8, but I could be wrong.
How long are the episodes?
20 minutes.
Oh.
I restarted it because it's just so good.
Have y'all ever watched Love, Death, and Robots?
No.
No, but I started my Willow on it. She likes it.
You started Willow on Love, Death, and Robots?
Yeah, that was the one.
There's a few episodes she shouldn't watch.
Mama was right there watching it with her.
Okay, yeah. I liked it because every episode was different. It was like
Lost in Space. Wrong.
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space is horrible.
Wrong one.
The new one?
Willow liked it.
The new one?
Never watched it.
Oh, God.
Because I was going to watch it, and I was like, hey, Willow, we're going to watch this, and I just walked out. It just never came back.
It's actually, like, so bad. Like, you don't get the, like, peak of, like, the trash can walking in. Like, it's just not as good.
Yeah, the robot is way too advanced. Yeah. Give me a freaking Dalek-shaped dummy with his accordion arms.
The original is so retarded, too. But
yeah, some of the shows that were, like, state-of-the-art.
Everybody's always like, oh, that movie's great. And I'm like, is that movie good or is it nostalgic? Is that movie good or is it good because everyone says it's good? Hocus Pocus is good because...
Hocus Pocus is crap. It was crap when it first came out. It's
Hocus
crap
Pocus
now.
Is good because everyone says it's good.
The Witches?
What's that?
That's one from when I was a kid. It was crap.
I mean, like, even like...
It was a lot scarier, though. Like, he got turned into a rat and, like...
Like, all these movies, like...
I think.
You watch it now and you're like, was this good or did everyone say it was good? Like, Forrest Gump.
I liked Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump is one of the movies you can watch that you can get a whole lot of one-liners from.
Okay, but...
And then I started running.
No apparent reason.
For that. It was actually on that day.
Your mama sure wants you to go to school, boy.
I have never finished that movie. Every time I try to watch it, I fall asleep.
That's understandable.
Every time I try to watch Forrest Gump, I fall asleep.
You need to watch Green Mile. I like that.
The Green Mile is a really good movie.
What's it on, Prime? I don't know.
I have the disc.
I can't ever find that one.
If you're going to watch that one, I'll watch it with you. Because The Green Mile was good. Again. Event Horizon's a classic.
The thing is, like, Cyberpunk, though, you have to be aware there is nudity, but it's with the plot. The, like, Kiwi stuff and that, like, that's for the plot, because they have to, like, when they connect, they have to be in, like, bathtubs full of, like, cold water to, like, connect into the net and stuff and, like, go searching. That part's for the plot. There's, like, one scene where they walk in and the scrap dude's watching porn, but, you know, that's whatever. You know, you just go with it.
Yeah, forget about
it. It's like not even, like, 30 seconds, but...
Like the end of the third or second or third season of Castlevania?
Yeah, whenever...
You're like, where the this come from?
Yeah, it's just like... But, like, Cyberpunk is, like, in the future. That's how it's built. You know, everybody's just doing that instead because everything's so realistic now. Or then, you know, like...
So, kind of like Ready Player One style realism. Yeah.
That was a good movie. I like that movie.
The book is better. The book is way better.
I'm trying to remember that prison movie.
That's really specific.
American History X?
Redemption? No. It starts with an R. I swear it does. It has Morgan Freeman in it.
I don't know. We're going to watch...
The Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption. That's a good movie.
Oh, you get busy living or you get busy dying.
I like The Django Unchained.
The Django Unchained's
a classic.
That's a good one.
You give me... I will at least give any movie a chance that I get to see a horse shot point blank in the face in the first 5 minutes. Because, like, I didn't know what to think about the movie because I hadn't seen, like, a lot of stuff about it. So I started watching it, and then he blasts that horse right in the face, and then I'm like,
what's the guy, Fox, James Fox?
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, he's in it. I like that short you watched where he was talking about how he was, like, getting yelled at by the producer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not the bad A, you're a slave, you know, like, you're getting this part, and then, like, he's talking about it, and everybody's like, well, would you work for him again? He's like, 100% any day of the week.
Yeah, yeah. He's supposed to be a phenomenal director.
Don't have you seen the stuff for Regretting You? The trailer with Noah Kahan's song in it. I played it the Demon Slayer movie, I think.
Yeah, tell me who plays in it.
I don't know. It's not a
Dylan Slepson's theme.
It's a rom-com, I think.
Of course it is.
Stop trying to say you don't watch no rom-coms.
Why have you got into rom-coms all of a sudden?
I've always liked rom-coms.
Yeah, I'm with him. Rom-coms are
good. Like, I've seen some good ones in the past. Like but
Notebook?
Like,
Notebook's pretty good.
Notebook is
the
good.
Notebook is terrible.
I need to watch the other one that you recommend.
Which one?
Ten Things I Hate About You.
Ten Things I Hate About You is good, and you know it is.
It's all right.
You,
one of my favorites that your mama used to like was P.S. I Love You.
P.S. I Still Love You?
P.S. I Love You.
Is the one you're talking about?
God
dies.
She goes on a trip, and like, he's got all these notes written to her and everything. But yeah.
That one.
Regretting You?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? If I'm correct, they're actually dating in real life.
I wish they would have some like rom-com horrors. I could get into that.
I could just get into the rom-com.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't satisfy my need for violence.
This is why I was talking. I was like, I think that a mom would like. Which one was I talking about?
Anime or movie?
Anime. The other day, I said it was too peaceful for Dad. I can't remember what I was talking about.
I remember. I remember you saying that, but I don't remember what you're talking about. See, I can handle some peaceful stuff every now and then.
I told him it was kind of like Vinland Saga. What am I thinking of?
See, Vinland Saga wasn't peaceful.
You were mad about the end.
Because he was a little douche. I'm never going to use violence again. Oh, come on, bro. You're a Viking.
It's like Vinland Saga.
No, like the ending. Like, it's too peaceful for Dad. What am I thinking of?
And this coming, like, he's like, Vinland Saga, and it was great, coming from the guy that gets so mad when, like, everybody lives. He hated Castlevania because Trevor come back, you know?
Honestly, I did think he died, so I was like, oh, hey, okay.
That was the purpose of it. You were supposed to think he died.
Should have stayed dead. I am with my like.
Dracula got to be back with his woman, so like they get to travel the world, and everybody thinks they're dead. Like, good.
Don't get me wrong. I like Castlevania.
Akira, stupidest movie of all.
Akira,
just leave me alone.
That movie is so dumb. Like it literally, for its time, I understand that like Akira had like a really good like. Animation style and was like very good, but like
the plot was retarded.
Yeah, I'm so confused on what that even was supposed to be. I'm looking at what I've watched and it's not
in the words of Malachi. In my opinion, peak is Grave of the Fireflies.
I said that?
No, I'm using your slang, but like top tier, Grave of the Fireflies.
I think it was on Mom's
You've
list.
Never seen Grave of the Fireflies?
I don't think so.
Malachi, get the tissues.
Where's Mom's list at?
You think I know where her stuff is?
I think it was on that.
Yeah, it was on that. There was quite a bit of them on there that me and you had seen.
I saw 5 out of the top 10. Or no, she said 7 out of the top 10 of this animes to watch list. She had...
The problem
See, like,
is
these
all
are
the good
all
stuff
good.
Ends.
These are all good, but like Dad just is so hard to please with a TV show.
When you finish a good TV show, it's done. And you go and you look for something else that's going to give you that level of intricacy.
Like Brotherhood, if you can like I just feel like I could get Kiri to love Brotherhood. I just feel like it would be so hard to get him to understand like it's good and the plot is really worth it once you get to the end, and like it's like 50 episodes, it's light work, but then I just at the same time I just for some reason I feel like you would not like it.
It's
My Hero Academia, you would love the ending.
Okay, so you have,
but you wouldn't love the first 4 seasons.
He would hate the first.
I'm trying to think of a show that you've seen that would be along the lines of what I'm talking about. Have you seen Shogun?
No.
Or Fall of the House of Usher?
No.
I've seen Shogun.
You've seen Shogun? Okay. You know how intricate it was? Like, from the very beginning, the plot had you hooked. Mm-hmm. And then it stayed that level, right? It's hard for shows to do that for me. Because, like, usually, AOT was a perfect one. Because AOT, the second you think you know what's going on,
yeah, no.
And well, usually, I mean,
like,
even
if in, the first two episodes were a snore fest.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it.
He's so, if he doesn't decide he wants to watch it, he won't watch it.
I enjoyed the first two episodes, and I had time to get hooked into the plot because your mama was with me, and I was spending time with her. When your mama is next to me, I can sit down and watch something I don't necessarily want to watch, and I can enjoy myself and have a good time because I've got your mama with me. I like spending time with my wife.
I want to try Dr. Stone with him. I don't know much about it, but I've heard it's good.
I do too.
And that's part of the problem too. Malachi's like, you need to watch this anime. And so like, he'll want you to sit down and watch this anime. It's like, no, you're going to watch this anime with
me. If I've already seen it, I'm not watching it again.
Exactly. So
I didn't watch ReZero with you. Because I've already seen it. You and Mom watched it.
I know, but it was good.
I know. I know peak.
So let's get a list of ones you want to watch, and we'll start them together.
My watch list, it's pretty long. It's nothing compared to Dylan's library, but you cannot, like, you can sit on the phone and do this on the watch list. You can't get to the bottom of Dylan's.
How about we take turns?
He's seen five out of them. Five.
You pick five a show eight. That you want to watch, and I'll watch it with you. No. I pick the next show.
I don't like
show.
Your shows. You don't know peak. I'm not watching Shogun.
I think I need to watch From.
Dude, I think you would enjoy Shogun.
Not watching From either.
I like From. It's pretty good.
I think you would enjoy the heck out of Shogun.
I don't like live action.
It's not anime.
Same guy who doesn't like single player games.
Same guy that, you know, he doesn't care how many kids he has. As long as at least two.
Well, just because spoiled. Only child you're always spoiled.
Unless they're neglected.
So. And like no one, and you always hear like only child saying how like they wish they had a sibling. And it's like, you just feel bad, you know, like you're like, okay, I don't want to make my kid be that, you know.
I wish I had a sibling. It's like, I wish I had a few less. Not really. I don't
like, I want a boy, but I'm not going to like.
You don't completely ignore his daughter?
No, I just want to carry on the Cunningham name.
Yeah. Because if he doesn't, the long line of only sons is going to end. You guys and your daggum gum.
I haven't thrown anything.
No, I'm talking about your chewing.
Round two.
Sound like you guys are trying to work your way through a bulletproof gummy bear.
The direction was there.
The direction was there?
They're like, I was on target. Just the velocity carrying the bullet.
It just run out of steam. Didn't compensate for the drop.
Apparently not.
He was like, I don't know. Have you looked at the ballistics on some rounds? Like, you know what the ballistics are, right? Like, so many feet, you know, whatever. I love, there's like a ton of rounds out there, you know, it's like this curve. And then it's, a pretty fast drop. And I can't remember what it, I was looking at one bullet. And it was like, I mean, it had some power behind it. And it was going, but like the ballistics curve, it wasn't like a little curve at the end. It was like the bullet was so heavy that it just run out of inertia. And like at a certain amount of footage, it just dropped. Like there was no like, you can lob this far and then it's falling straight to the earth. It's going to dead stop and fall. And you're like, that's a cartoon bullet.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
Okay, no, it wasn't a 458. So what was it? I don't know. It was a big A round for killing big things. On your guys' honest opinion, you've seen the Jurassic Park movies, right? Any of them?
Yeah.
Have you seen a single Jurassic Park movie?
I thought they were the new one. I haven't watched it.
Okay. But you know they're all like, oh no, the dinosaurs are loose. Tell me we don't have something that could kill them.
Apparently there's one gun that is technically you can hunt a T-Rex
with.
Yeah,
it's listed with. But that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, nuke the island?
Not even that. They invent dinosaurs. Within 6 months to a year, some rich dude in South Africa and some rich dude in Texas are going to have them on his ranch with a hunting reserve set up. Or that island's going to become a hunting reserve. They're going to be like, hey, you want to kill a T-Rex? You got a couple million? Come on. Because a 50 cal would drop a T-Rex in a heartbeat.
I don't even really like those movies.
I don't. I watch them and just zone out and enjoy them.
They're all right.
I enjoy the monsters. I like watching people get eaten.
They're all right, but like, there's so much that's just like,
what? Yeah.
That made zero sense. Like,
yeah. And I love how giddy your mama gets when she sees dinosaurs. That, you know, there's a lot of stuff I don't necessarily enjoy myself, but like your mother's reactions. You act like your leg's stiff or something.
Yeah, like it hurts. Come on,
man. Yeah.
You know what you need to do then one night?
Toughen up his knees.
Well, I was going to say for a date for you and Miss Tay.
What's that?
There's a video game called Ark Survival Evolved. All it is dinosaurs.
What platforms it on?
PlayStation, Xbox,
so the ones he has? Okay, you're going to have to.
Well, why doesn't he just get the Jurassic Park game where you build the theme park?
He could. I don't think it's fun, though. I don't like it.
I've heard it's good from other people.
Your mama would probably love that. There's a Jurassic Park game on the thing where you can just build a theme park.
I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah, I think so.
How much is it?
It's probably like 60, 80 bucks.
Yeah, it's probably like up there.
You got the right platform?
Yeah, let me just go to the Xbox.
Yeah, make sure you can get it. And then I'll probably be giving you the money next week. And then put it on your Xbox. And I'm going to set mama down. Make her 5 pounds of bacon.
Evolution 3, by the way.
What?
It's called Evolution 3, Jurassic World.
60 yeah. bucks.
60 bucks? And you just get to build a theme park. I have to buy this before this episode comes out now because she listens to the ones she's not here for.
Yeah. Parks of nature. Park builder. I like fighting dinosaurs, so that's why I like Ark. And I like survival games.
Okay.
Beat the crap out of dinosaurs or shoot them a bunch of times.
See, that's, did you ever play Turok? Dinosaur Hunter?
A little bit.
That was one of my favorite games because I got to run around and kill dinosaurs. Because my first thought, I see any animal. I don't give a piss what animal it is. If I've never seen this animal before and I see it for the first time or the 100th time, if I haven't killed it and eaten it or, you know, had someone else kill it and eat it, like, you know, I've never killed the tuna myself, but I've ate tuna. The first thing I think with any animal is I wonder what it tastes like. So the first time I watched Jurassic Park and they're like, look at all these dinosaurs. And I'm like, I wonder how big a T-bone is off one of those. Bet you their backstrap is this freaking thick. You know what I mean? One of those could fill 10 family freezers. A triceratops, that's a freaking horned cow is all it is.
And I would sit down and eat all of it.
Exactly.
By myself.
And that's the first thing I think is like, I wonder what that thing tastes like. I can't watch nature documentaries. They got all them gazelle and crap running around. Like, look at that sleek looking deer.
I'm going to say most of it probably tastes like an alligator or bird.
You never know. Because honestly, they're all like, we're going to tell you that this is what the dinosaur was. You can't freaking tell me that. I believe all the accounts of dragons over the years, as far as actual depiction of the, what a dragon, you know, I consider dinosaurs and dragons the same daggum thing. But, like, the depictions of what a dragon looks like, in my opinion, dragons were real. There's too much history around them. Every culture in the world, you know, talks about them. Every ancient culture has dragons. And then the last legends of the dragons, almost all of them are of the last one being hunted down and killed or the last one dying. So, like, the legends peter out because they all died or got killed off.
What if it's like fairy tale and they just hid inside their like,
I have always thought that maybe they would explode and come out of the earth one day. But the thing is,
that would be cool. That's the rapture.
I'm going to.
Dragons come out and that's how he burns the earth.
That would be pretty cool.
Can you imagine? Like, just like, I mean, no, it wouldn't be cool to watch, like, be in it. I'd be like,
oh no, man.
Too late.
And I missed the boat.
No, but like, for the earth to just open and like a bunch of fire breathing dragons come out.
Well, think about witnessing Korra's rebellion, where they got Korra and his peoples, all his clan and family around him, right? And the earth just opens up. And they fall into it, and then it closes shut. And then the guy up there is going, they pissed off our God. Would you like to do what that God said? And what would your reaction be?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
Now, based upon that, all the ancient religions and stuff, the Philistines from back in the day, you've got all your Celtic tribes, all your African tribes, South American tribes, Aztec, Inca. All of them worshipped gods that they were willing to kill for and die for. And modern society would have you believe that all that was just fairy tale and they were just trying to believe in something. It's man's primitive mind, blah, 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 blah. But as the Jews in the desert at that point, oh, we're going to listen to Moses now. We just watched the earth open up and swallow some people. We've already witnessed tornadoes of fire holding off an army, crossed a sea, witnessed 10 plagues, but now we're going to believe because it's at us this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like Dagon, Baal, all these Semiramis, Tammuz, like you could go on and on and on. There's 100 million different deities. I don't think they were worshipped because man's mind was primitive. I think they were worshipped because they actually showed up and showed their power to them. Does that make sense? Because, like,
kind of.
Why would they worship nothing? Because one of the biggest problems with belief nowadays, like, what's the greatest trick the devil ever did? Convince the world he didn't exist. So if you could just lay low and people still are stupid, why expose yourself?
A chair won't go down.
You need to go down? Do you need my chair where you can kick your foot up on a footrest?
No, it's broken.
No, that's the back.
There we go. He's trying to pimp it out. He goes, went to high school with a dude in a wheelchair. Be sitting there at the dinner table. Be like, roll out, guys. And we're like, we can't. We have to walk out. Some of us have to use our legs.
I just wanted to, I can like straighten my leg now. It's not like at an angle. I just feel like Dylan now. What it's like.
Huh?
Short.
About
to kick his foot though.
Making short jokes. Why? His knees are what's hurt. Aim for it.
I'm gonna kick your knee then.
I am still highly surprised that it didn't tear up anything else.
We don't know yet.
From the x-rays, because I looked at them too. Like,
they can't pick up.
They have to do a full MRI for some things.
For like my nerves and tendons and my...
Your cartilage shows up.
Cartilage. No, he said the cartilage doesn't even show up.
Some of it does. It has to.
I don't know what he said.
Oh, crap. You're going to have to go to the MRI machine. You ever been in an MRI machine? The best nap you'll ever take, right? Why not? Dude, you're in a tube. They got the cold air blowing on your face. It's freaking vibrating and going, nom, 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 nom. That is nap city, baby. Every time I go for one, I'm like, I'm fixing to take a nap. And they're like, there's no way you can take a nap. Nobody goes to sleep during these things. Everybody's all nervous. Like, I barely fit in the tube, so they're scared I'm going to freak out, you know? No. You snuggle me in there like a hot dog in a bun. I was like, they pull me out, and every time the person's like, holy crap, you went to sleep. I'm like, dude, I told you. I'm taking a nap. These things are awesome. And they got that calming voice, and they're like, breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. And after like the third time of that, you're like. The worst was if they ever test your gallbladder. Okay, they're going to do, it's a nuclear test they do. Put radiation in your body. And then they have to wait so long.
Got to be good for you.
Yeah, they have to wait for so long for everything to go through your system, right? But then to make your endocrine system and your gallbladder squeeze down and everything fire like it's supposed to, they give you this medicine. They take you in there, they give you the radiation, they lay you down on this really comfortable table, they give you as many pillows as you want. It's nice and cool in there, they give you a sheet to cover up with, you know what I mean? And you got to sit there for an hour. In this just like dimmed down, nice, just comfortable room. So you're going to go to sleep. There is no way you don't. And especially like, you know, like the daggers in your veins, like it makes your body chill down. So when they cover you up, you start getting warm. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to bed. And you go to sleep and the nurse wakes you up real sweet. She's like, hey,
I'm going to put the medicine in now. And it's going to make your stomach cramp just a little, but that's normal. That's it making your system work so that we can do the test, okay? And you're like, yeah, okay. They hit you with that medicine, and every muscle in your abdomen fires at 1,000%. And it feels like a herd of elephants is running over your guts for about 4 minutes. So you go from dead asleep to like, yeah, this is good, to a nurse real sweetly, nice, whispering in your ear, I'm just going to give you this little medicine. It's just going to make your stomach cramp up. Mm-mm. Dude, my from here to here hurt for a week is how bad it was.
Heck yeah.
Like, warn me. Tell me. This stuff's going to be terrible. It's the worst crap you've ever seen. I know what to expect.
What's
I don't mind
the,
that.
What's the worst injury you've had? Your ribs?
Problem.
Did you break them or crack them?
Cracked them.
That's worse. I'd rather clean break one than crack it. I hate a cracked one.
Cracked, bruised, floating ribs, whatever you call them.
Maybe don't jump out of a car next time.
Yeah, I know I won't.
Yeah. Have you ever tore one loose from the cartilage in the back?
I can't remember.
I have torn these a bunch, like the false ribs. I've torn them out of the cartilage multiple times over the years. Like, that's painful. It is. But I've only done one where it pulled it loose from the spine. That's like just cut my head off. Like, stick it in a jar, let it run around on little spider legs. Like, I don't need this body anymore. That's bad.
So, what's the worst injury you've had? Your back?
It'd be hard to say, because, like, there's injuries that were painful.
That's your worst long-term injury.
Yeah, and then there's injuries that you pay for. Like, there's injuries that the pain that they give you, like, in that moment, that's the payment for the injury. And then there's injuries that you have that there's pain in the moment, but then it never goes away. So, I mean, I guess that would be my back screwing it up. But, I mean, that's not one. That's multiple injuries over the years. I guess the worst one, like, that could have damaged me worse than my back was when I blew all this up. Because that was, like, when my hands were a quarter this size or half this size. And if I hadn't healed it all right, they're like, your hand won't grow again. You'll have a little tiny hand. And so I'd be like, how did it?
It's my small hand.
Use my strong hand, sonny.
Well, mine's dislocating my kneecap, so.
At the moment.
You want to change that?
Little bro, you need a pipe down.
Because, I mean, like,
yeah, I can stab you, you can stab me.
One injury, and you think you're on top of the hill, little bro.
And you also have to realize, like, there's some injuries that are bad because of what they do to you, but they're not bad on everybody.
I thought I'd been hearing stuff and started. I was like, I got to be going crazy, bro.
I don't know where that's coming from either.
But, no, yeah, but, like, I don't like, you don't like. This is going to take so long for me to just, like, naturally just be able to, like, do a shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, you're looking at 3 months to being back on the mats, lightly being able to spar. 6 months to be good, and probably a year to two before you really feel like you're 100% again.
You won't be able to practice, will you?
Like, he said I could get back out there in like a month. We'll see how the progress is.
Yeah, he's going to say, and they're going to give you physical therapy to do. Freaking do it. And don't stop. Just because your injury heals, if you keep doing the exercises and you never stop, the chances of the injury happening again, because what they're going to do is they're going to give you exercises that will strengthen everything around the injury. It'll stretch the tendons out. It'll get all the muscles built up. It builds up the support around this weakened part, right? So anybody doing a sport should look at, hey, what's the most common injuries in this sport? Okay, dislocated knees, dislocated shoulders, you know, this, that.
That cannot be the most common injury in jiu-jitsu.
There's a lot of different injuries.
It has to be your shoulder.
Probably. But that's what I'm saying. You look at what's the most common injury. Okay, what is the rehabilitation exercises and therapy for that injury?
I would say shoulder or, like, arm.
Yeah.
Because you do so, like, in jiu-jitsu, you do so many moves where you, like, could easily accidentally snap someone's arm or shoulder.
But that's you start doing all the rehabilitation exercises before you get injured, and the chances of you getting injured are a lot lower.
Quit looking at me. Right.
But, like, if you do get injured and they give you, they're like, hey.
Big brother, bro, chill.
They're like, do this rehab. Do the exercises. Once you heal, never quit doing the exercises.
Then I hardly ever see you get along with your sister.
I don't get along with a lot of people.
Not the twins.
Fair enough.
You get along with the twins fine. I'm talking about the other one.
I get along with her.
Sometimes. I've seen them two get along.
Dylan was like, I'm going to kick you out of my truck because she was saying he said something he did.
She gets on my nerves sometimes, bro.
That's what sisters are for, man.
She is like my number one rage baiter, and it pisses me off.
You'll miss her.
Eh.
You'll miss her. Because the twins to you, the age gap is so long that it's more like you're a godfather or an uncle. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, in the relationship. But, like, there's something about your actual sibling. Because, like, the twins have seen a stable life, too. You and your sister went through a lot more, and you did it together. So, like, that's something that it doesn't matter how much you fight and bicker. Like, when she starts getting older and you get older and everything, like, you'll realize, like, hey, there's one person that no matter what I can go talk to about the crap we went through, or call up and say, hey, I need some advice on this.
Yeah. Aston needs to take some advice from you. Getting their dang license.
Try it, bro. It's our mom's fault right now.
She's 18.
She can't find the paper or whatever.
She's 18.
You still need the paper.
What paper?
Some type of paper. I forgot. I don't know.
Like a birth certificate?
I don't know.
That's the, like, paper you need.
Yeah.
That's pretty important.
No, they lost it, so.
Yeah. But, I mean,
it happens, I guess.
That's something I've never understood, is not getting your license. Like, the second you're 16.
I didn't have an urge.
Dude, I got my license that night. I went over to Caney Springs, like an hour that way. Hung out there till like 2 o'clock in the morning. And then went and seen your mama. Then come home. Crashed for a couple hours. Got up, and me and my brother went to Nashville.
You know what I can't understand is, like, the, like, baby and new drivers. And, like oh, you're a bad driver because you're new. I don't care how long you've been driving, you can still make the same mistake I can make.
Oh, yeah. I don't badger new drivers because they're new. I'm like, hey, at this point, this is a mistake you make because you don't know any better. Now you have been told. You've seen the ramifications of the mistake. You've been shown what could happen. Okay, fix it. It's the people that's been driving their whole life that suck at driving. Because, like, I've got a few members of my family that, even as a kid driving with them, was like, and, like, my mama died in a car accident, but, like, she couldn't drive at all.
So
well, the camera can't pick that up. That's...
That's funny.
All right, good deal.
Now it's gonna be called Saturday.
He's not gonna be here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just text you. You know where he's at.
He going to be traveling.
Yeah.
Rolling.
I also can't stand that. Like, this is like, okay, I can limp around, right? Fine. You know, like, it doesn't, like, hurt. There's not a lot of pain in my knee.
Yeah, you just don't want to do it, overdo it.
Yeah, and it's uncomfortable. You know, it's, I can feel that it's swollen. It doesn't want to bend a lot. Why is everybody else more worried than I am?
Your mama is really worried because she's seen me have a lot of injuries that if I would have allowed them to heal, they would have healed faster, A, and B, I wouldn't still have problems with them. For instance, my back. There's several of my back injuries that if I would have been smarter and allowed myself to fully heal instead of just loading up on whiskey and muscle relaxers and going back to work.
See, but I'm not doing that. I don't have whiskey or muscle relaxers.
Yes, but she's worried about you pushing yourself too hard because you're stubborn as hell. And you're like me, and that's the guys at the gym were talking to me. They were like, dude, we've never seen anybody have an injury like that. And just be that calm. Just chill. I'm like, it's like, does he have a high pain tolerance? I'm like, he's got an ungodly high pain tolerance. And I'm like, it's natural. He's had it since he was a child. I have an extremely high pain tolerance. So I don't know whether I'm actually hurting myself. Is this pain that's okay, or is this pain I can push, you know, not push through? I need to stop.
I can usually tell the difference.
Yeah, I can't.
I know that if I'm going somewhere, I'm bringing these.
Like, you could use scoots, but you can't rest your knee on anything.
Like, I know that, like I'm saying, like, I know. You
could walk with the knee.
I know not to overdo it. I know I can't walk around. I know I can't keep up with anybody just walking right now. Not that hard to just, like, do those things suck? Yes, crutches suck. You as a kid, I know you know what I'm talking about. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, crutches are cool. Heck no, they're not. I would not recommend crutches.
I'd have to have some because I still think.
Why do you think we got Tess the scooter? Because
your nephew was on crutches for forever that one time.
Baden? Oh, yeah, he was, wasn't he? What did he do?
I can't remember. Something with his leg.
Was it his leg or his ankle?
I can't remember. It was
only if we had Miss Tay here, she would know.
She probably would. She'd be like, oh, it was this, and blah, 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 blah.
I don't know if it was that long, but I feel like it was a while.
See, I come from the family that you call them up, and it's like, how's everybody doing? They're like, oh, they're good. Oh, did you hear about this? And it's like, you know, uncle falls down a hill while running a chainsaw, cuts his leg, nephew's hurt, you know, all this crazy crap. And you're like, when did this happen? Oh, it happened 2 or 3 weeks ago. They live right there. Like, if you need help, call me, you know. But, like, I've had several times I've called to check on people and be like, oh, they're dead.
They're dead.
Oh. Oops. Sorry about that.
And this brace, like, cuts off circulation.
Well, you got thick thighs, son.
Loosen.
No, it kind of keeps my kneecap in place.
Yeah. he kind of doesn't want the kneecap to, like, just migrate willy-nilly all over the place.
Can I touch it?
What's it called? The defibula? I think that's what the doctor
said. The patella?
Yeah.
Can I move it around like
the
a
defibula?
I can't remember. The doctor said that.
All right, like here this. We go. Crap, I got a camera in the way.
Can I move around like a river scooter fest?
There's a bar right here that keeps it from pushing back out. And then there's two assisters here. And then there's a strap here and another strap under it.
Yeah, like...
Guess how long I have to wear this?
3 months.
Nah, like 6 weeks. And then I have to use it as
needed. That might as well be 3 months.
I agree. And then I have to use it as needed. And then it's going to be more like I'm going to have to get the compression ones like that have the bars, and I'll probably have to wear those for a year.
You might have a limp for a minute too.
Like the, what's that, the older dude that was there yesterday, the one you always smoke a cigarette with after class? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Gringy. Yeah,
he was showing me and mom one he has that he has to wear. It's like a sock, but it has the braces still. Yeah. And he's like, that's the best one he's found. And I was like, I'm going to wear what the doctor gave me for now. And he's like, yeah, do that. And I was like, but then, like, I'm assuming I'm going to need one after.
Yeah, probably. And, well, that's
just like for every now and then, you know.
That's the thing with the physical therapy. Like, once you get back to walking again, if you just do not quit the physical therapy exercises and do them every daggum day, you'll notice that you will develop where you don't need the need for the braces and, you know, stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of the... Like, heck, I really wasn't supposed to, I'm not supposed to pick up over 25 pounds.
I just won't roll. Like, I'll just roll with people who know how to use jiu-jitsu.
Well, I mean, yeah, know. that's a smart decision, too. The main thing is, there's people that don't know jiu-jitsu, but when they get put in a situation, they just stop. And then there's people that don't know jiu-jitsu but are just extremely powerful and athletic, and they just they start twisting stuff because they want to win.
Yeah.
But
he had already, like, accidentally hurt another kid, like, because they were being rough. And I was like, I really didn't want to go down there because I already rolled with him once, and he was stout.
Yeah, he's stout as an ox.
Like, he was strong. Like, he just overpowered me. I was like, I was like, whatever. So went for it, and then I was like, whatever, with my kneecap dislocated. I just looked at him and was like, I'm not mad. I don't care. Like, I signed up. I'm like, it's whatever.
Yeah. Like, I made sure to tell him, like, after, like, when I had him in the ambulance, I was like, bro, it's a combat sport. Like, it's okay. But if you're going to get injured in a sport, if you want some of the best knowledge about how to rehab any freaking injury, if you're in a gym full of old guys, somebody has had that injury or worse. And it's going to be like, okay, you're going to want to, once the doctors get done with you, you're going to want to do this. You're going to want to do this, you know, and it's like, okay, cool.
One hour.
Did you set a timer for me?
No, I just know we started at like 12:15. It's 2:00.
Oh, cool.
12:15.
50.
Oh, I was like, we stank.
This is the longest 2 hours, like shortest 2 hours of my life. Holy.
So if we get the opportunity, we may go live tonight.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not moving much from where I get posted.
That would be fun. Do a live show.
I wish we had like a four-wheeler so I could like still like
run around. Use the lawnmower. And then you don't even got to get up.
I'll bring you my dirt bike.
Oh, that would work. Like, he could bend his fucking knee to get up, trying to push the peg.
Oh, I could.
It's just the shift of gears
part. I'll just attach a string to my, like, I'll just get, like, a string, a rope, and I'll just hold it in my teeth.
Yeah.
I'm going to shift to the producer's chair.
You tell us the time, and then we'll see if we need to roll out.
Roll out.
You know, outro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the OP13, I think he said they're 134 a box.
Not bad.
That's actually not, like, terrible. I figure we'll go there. He's probably sold out already.
I think Dylan usually ends it with something like, look at me, I'm retarded, or something like that, right?
What are we at?
I don't know. I haven't even looked.
And I have a plan for next episode, by the way.
An hour and 7 minutes. All right. Tell us the plan now.
Okay.
So, on the podcast or off? Why would we do it on air? Like, subscribe, comment, share, eat your own hair. Don't dislocate your knee.
Or dislocate if you're into that.
Don't.
Yeah. Dislocate someone else's knee.
No, dislocate your own. Easier. Because I bet somebody out there is into that.
Dislocate Dylan's knee.
Please don't.
Both.
Because I will dislocate his knee if I get dislocated.
And his elbow.
Whoa.
And his nose.
And my nose.
Yeah.
You know what? Dislocate this whole man's face.
Oh. Dislocate this whole man's face.
What? Why'd you go Cockney?
One the bloody hell.
I don't know.
Dislocate this whole man's face right here. No. You know what? Dislocate his bloody knee while you're at it.
You already said that.
Golly. Gee willikers.
Shut the freak up.
What'd you say? Like,
hey, give me a, I called the tech helpline send off.
I called the tech help.
No, Malachi. he needs to give me the tech voice.
What?
Tech voice? This voice?
Yes. Send us off.
Like, subscribe, comment, share. And as always, I hope you enjoy.